Welcome to Wholesome Health for You podcast, where I'm bringing holistic health and traditional living to anyone that's listening. I'm Julia Dolgorova, your host, and this is episode 22. Welcome to anyone that's new, and welcome back to anyone that's been here before. I hope you guys had a good week, and I hope that everything has been going good for you. For me personally, it's been pretty good. I've kind of been in a funk. Oh, my computer just did something weird. I'm sorry about that. I've kind of been in a funk lately. I think that, like, just the new year and, like, new things have been going on, and I just don't know how to act. And I'm kind of just, like, in this weird in-between of a bunch of different events. But anyways, it's been kind of crazy. In school, we're having finals next week, which means that it's been kind of overwhelming because all the teachers are just trying to get us to, like, finish up all our work, submit everything, and I have to take a final this next week for English, so we're, like, gonna study for it and stuff. And the thing about, like, English is that it's kind of hard to study for because the only way to study for it is to, like, look back at, like, all the things that we've read and all the books that we've read, and I'm not gonna, like, reread a whole book for my English final, so it's kind of annoying. But I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to study for English than it is for math. I always struggled with how to study for math, but English is better. And I've been liking my English class a lot. I mean, I've had a really good time, and I'm really sad that this semester classes are changing. I'm not going to have English anymore because I really loved it. We read so many good books in that class. We read Things Fall Apart. We read The Forgotten Fire. And then we read a few plays too, but it was really interesting. I really loved all of it, and this was, like, the first time in a really long time and in many years of school that I actually enjoyed, like, my English class, and it was really fun. The only thing that I'm kind of bad at for English is grammar, and I guess it's because English isn't my first language. At home, we speak Russian and Ukrainian, so it's kind of, like, I'm not used to speaking English at home. And I only speak English to, like, my friends, and on the podcast, of course. But, and, like, the first language that I learned when I was born was not English. I had to learn English. My first language was Russian and Ukrainian, so I don't know. I'm just really bad with grammar, especially, like, when I write. I always, like, put commas in the wrong spot and stuff like that. But, like, with spelling, I'm fine, and with, like, having ideas for English and, like, writing essays and stuff, it's fine. It's just, like, the grammar that I'm bad at. But anyways, hopefully my final goes well. I'll let you guys know how that goes. In terms of my internship at GAPS, I finally finished sending all the emails, and I'm so happy that I have that off my chest, because, like, whenever I'd be at home, I would just be like, okay, I have some time, I need to send some emails, and I'll do that. And it was kind of like something that I did every day for the past literally, like, month or two, is, like, I'm always sending these emails when I'm at home, and I finally finished sending them. So now I just have to go back and, like, check who responded and, like, different stuff like that. But every Monday, we have a meeting with my GAPS group. Well, not my GAPS group, like, my co-workers, I guess, in GAPS. And we have a meeting, and it's always so much fun because, like, I get to see what everyone else has been up to, and I get to share what I have been up to, and I'm excited because last week we didn't have one. Since it was Martin Luther King Day, we had off that day for the meeting, but this week we're going to have one, and I'm excited to get to talk to everyone and update everyone and tell them that I finally finished the emails. But yeah, we're starting to work more and focus more on the GAPS youth movement. There's so much exciting things to come. I'm so excited to share it with all you guys. Another thing that I wanted to share with you guys, which is kind of fun, about maybe a week or two ago on Instagram, I follow this Instagrammer called Wild Wonderful Off Grid. And the woman that, like, leads this Instagram profile, her name is Desiree. And she made this Instagram post that basically said, like, in the comments, I want everyone to trade and barter whatever they have to offer with other people. Because nowadays, you know, everything is for money, You always like buy whatever you want for money. You don't trade and barter anymore. And it's kind of sad. So she wanted to bring that back into her community. And so into the Instagram post, she was like, in the comments, just offer up what you have, or if you need something, ask for whatever you need and like trade with other people. So people were sharing that, you know, that I knit clothes, or like I knit hats and stuff, and I have that to offer. Another person was saying that they make watercolor portraits of people, so like they could offer that. And it was just like really cute things that people make at home. Like one of them was like, she makes herbal tinctures, and she was offering that she could like trade that for something if someone has something else to offer. And it was so awesome. So I offered that I could trade my sourdough starter. And I'm so happy because I got two messages from people that they want to trade me something for my sourdough starter. So in case you didn't know, if you dehydrate your sourdough starter and grind it into a powder, some people put it into a spice grinder. I have like a coffee grinder, so I just put it in there and grinded up my sourdough starter after I dehydrated it, and you could share it. So what I did was I activated my sourdough starter, so I fed it until it was active. I took a little bit of it, not the whole thing obviously because I need some for myself, but I spread out about a cup of it onto parchment paper, and you stick it in the oven with the light on but without like any temperature in the oven, and you let it dehydrate there for like about 24 hours. Mine took a little bit longer because my dad turned the light off before we went to bed, and I didn't know that he turned it off, so it took a little bit longer because the next morning I had to turn it on again. But it dehydrated and it turns into like crispy, like, you know, like a thin sheet of dried sourdough starter, kind of like flour texture. And so you crumble it. Then you could, if you have a lot of it, you could put it into a food processor, but my food processor bowl is pretty big, so having like a small amount of sourdough starter, it just like, there's not enough of it to, for anything to actually happen. So I put it into the coffee grinder and made it into a powdered form, and then I put it into a little baggie and put a label on it, and then I made directions of how to like rehydrate the sourdough starter, and then how to make a loaf. And tomorrow, me and my mom are going to go to the post office, and we're going to ship it off. And in return, the woman that I was in contact with, she said that she's going to send me a fire cider, which is like a medicinal herbal supplement. But this fire cider is special because it's a reishi mushroom and elderberry fire cider, which is so cool. And I'm so excited to get it. And I just think it's so fun that like I got to do this with her, you know? I don't know. I think it's so awesome the Instagram account Wild Wonderful Off Grid did this amazing thing and had this amazing idea to just, you know, bring people together from all over the world and for them to share what they have to offer. I don't know, it was really cool, and I'm so excited to be sharing this with someone. So yeah, that was something that's really, really fun. And then this past weekend, I've been asking my dad for like, I'm not kidding, like a month for him to build me a bookshelf, because I read a lot of books and they've just been sitting on my desk accumulating, because every time me and my mom go to BJ's or Costco, I usually get a book because they have such good books there. In case you guys didn't know, I really, really recommend, if you want to get good books that are not too expensive, go to Costco or BJ's. They have so many good ones, and they're pretty affordable. They're like 10 bucks, when at Barnes & Noble's, they're like 15, 20 bucks. So yeah, I've been getting a lot of books from there, and they've just been stacking up on my desk. And my desk is already pretty small, and I do a lot of arts and crafts, so I need space on it. But anyways, this past weekend, my dad and me built this bookshelf. It's literally just made out of some wood that we got at Home Depot. It's not anything fancy, but it's perfect, and I love it so much. And I'm so happy because now all of my books are on it, and it's actually right in front of me right now because I'm sitting on my bed recording this, and I'm looking at it, and it's so beautiful. I'm going to share a picture with you guys of what it looks like. But like at the top, I put all of my seed catalogs, which we're going to talk about in a bit. And then I have all of my books by Kiara Cass, which is my favorite author. I love all of her books. And then I have my gardening and nutrition books, and then I have like my mindset, positive mindset, and yeah, like those types of books about like mindset and stuff like that. So yeah, I'm really excited, and there's a whole empty shelf where I get to fill up with more books. But yeah, that's been pretty awesome. What else? Oh, I went through my whole entire closet and I got rid of like clothes that I don't wear anymore, things that I just like need to let go of, maybe things that aren't in my style anymore, and I really like shrunk it down to just like the clothes that I wear all the time. And I'm so happy because I have like space to breathe in my closet. Even though I don't have a walk-in closet, it's just like an IKEA closet with like the doors on it, but like there's more space in it now where it doesn't feel cluttered anymore, and it just feels so much better, and I'm so happy. And so me and my mom are gonna go donate those clothes that I took out of my closet. I've also been on this journey. So my journey started off about 2 weeks ago when after that birthday party that I told you guys about, I went to my friend's house. And I ended up sleeping over at her house because, as I said in last week's episode, I always sleep over at her house after birthday parties and stuff. But, so I went to her house, and for some reason, like, whenever I go to parties and stuff, and if I have my hair down, when I come back home, I feel like all the energy from that night is like stuck in my hair, and I need to wash my hair, even if it's just with water. Like, I just need to rinse that energy out of my head. But anyways, so I went to go take a shower at my friend's house, and the only shampoo that she had was for dyed hair because she dyes her hair. And I was like, okay, I'm not going to use that on my hair because my hair is not dyed and I'm worried that it's going to do something weird to my hair. So I was like, okay, second next best thing, I'm going to use some Aveeno body wash. Which, never do that. Never use body wash on your hair. But I was desperate, so I took this body wash and I washed my hair with it. And yeah, it was 1 in the morning, so I was really rushing to get out of the shower because I just wanted to go to bed. So I washed my hair with body wash. I did not condition it. When I got out of the shower and I rubbed my head with a towel, I could still feel the foam bubbles in my hair, like in the back of my head. And I was like, you know what? Whatever, we're gonna deal with this tomorrow. So I left it and I just went to sleep with my hair wet and soapy. The next morning I woke up and I looked like there was a rat nest on my head, like I just crawled through the sewers. It was terrible. So I was like, okay, I don't know what to do with this nest on my head. So I just put it up into a high, messy bun. And that bun was on my head for the next 3 days. Yep, 3 days. I left it on my head. I slept in that bun. I was too tired to do anything about it. Even in the next couple of days, I was just too busy that I was like, whatever, it's just gonna stay in this bun until I have time to wash it. And then the day came, 3 days later after that, the day came where I had to wash it. So I take it out of this bun. Again, my hair looks terrible. Now it looks like a rat nest and it's greasy, which is just perfect. And so I brush it out and my hair like poofed up to like 3 times its normal size. It was really frizzy, and no matter how much I brushed it, like I still felt like it was tangly, and it felt like hay. Like it felt like I had hay on my head, not hair. And I washed my hair, and the only shampoo that I had was one that was like a sulfate and silicone shampoo, which is not good for your hair, but it's all that I had in the shower. So I used that, and the next day my hair looked terrible again. So I've kind of been on this road to recovery of my hair because it's pretty long now. And ooh, that was a really loud car that just drove by on the road. I'm so sorry. Anyways, my hair is pretty long and I want it to be like thick and like healthy and shiny. And I don't use any type of like chemical products on it. I usually stay away from silicones and sulfates and parabens and all that gross stuff. But so I went to Wegmans and I got this shampoo that's by the company called Avalon, and it's really nice and I really love it. It's an apple flavored, it's not flavored, apple scented shampoo, but they use like natural fragrances and like stuff like that. It has really good ingredients. And also, okay, so there's this website called EWG Skins, EWG something. But basically, if a product is EWG certified, it's like super clean and like botanical, and it's like good for you, doesn't have chemicals that are gonna harm you. So there's this website that actually I'll share the link in the description of this website, but what was I saying? Oh, so this website, you could search up different products and it'll tell you if it's clean or like it has a scale from like EWG certified to like 10, which is like bad, like it's bad for you. And you could like search up different products, or you could just go and find something that is already EWG certified. And so this Avalon shampoo is EWG certified. So I bought it and I've been using it on my hair. I also got this spray for my hair. It's like a biotin spray, which is also natural and like it has good ingredients in it. And yesterday I ordered a rosemary and jujube berry hair oil. And I'm gonna put it in my roots because rosemary oil is really good for like thickening your hair. So yeah, that's been my road to recovery for my hair, recovering it from that terrible situation where I put body wash in it and just let it ferment in my head for the next 3 days. It was terrible. But anyways, hopefully my hair is back to normal, and if what, better, because I want it to be better than it was even before I destroyed it with body wash. But anyways, that's how my week has been. Those are some things that have been going on. Now we're gonna get into the actual info for this episode because I've been rambling for 16 minutes about absolutely nothing. Okay. So this week I'm gonna talk about seeds and seed starting and gardening because it's been on my mind and it's really been inspiring me, and I can't wait for spring to come so I could go and plant something in the soil because I'm so excited. But anyways, in the mail I've been getting a bunch of seed catalogs from different companies. So the ones that I usually get regularly every year are from Baker Creek, Journey's Seeds, and Johnny's Seeds. And those are like my three favorite companies. My ultimate favorite company is Baker Creek Heirloom Seeds because their seeds are heirloom, meaning that you could save them for next year. And they just have such cool varieties that are just so intriguing and amazing that it's just like mind-blowing. You could find like purple carrots on there and like, I don't know, just really cool, unique stuff. But yeah, those are the best companies that I recommend. So when I am going to start seeds, I want to get the soil from this company called Fox Farms because a lot of people talk about how they have really good soil mixtures for plants and like that they have a lot of nutrients in them. And I also need to get seed trays. So if you guys are thinking about starting seeds, usually the time to start them is like around February, and you will need to like order seeds beforehand because usually a lot of them are out of stock by the time February comes around because all the gardeners are ordering seeds. But I'd say like now is the time to order seeds and order seed trays and grow lamps if you want to. I actually ordered some grow lamps from Amazon, and I could share the link for those too if you guys want to get those. But yeah, you can get those. And then, but you don't have to get grow lamps if you have a window that's south facing and where like you could put seed trays. But in my house, our south facing window is by the front door, and that's where like we keep our shoes and our coats and stuff, so there's really no space to put a bunch of baby plants and stuff. So that's why I got the grow lamps. But anyways, yeah, I'm gonna put those onto like a little like the Home Depot hardware shelves, the metal ones. I put the trays on there, and that's where I grow my little seedlings. I keep the lamps pointed on them all the time. You have to keep them really moist. And so, okay, here's another interesting thing. You could water them from above, like water the soil when you're growing the plant. Or another thing that people do is have the seed trays that, you know, they have a hole on the bottom so the water can drain out. And then you have another tray that is under it that will catch water, and what you can do is pour water into that bigger tray that doesn't have holes in it, and the tray that does have holes in it and that has seeds will pull up the water. The soil will soak up the water that you pour into the bigger tray, and so you can do that, but sometimes like the surface will still dry out, so you have to be careful about that. And then when it comes to how deep to plant the seeds, usually what you can, focus on, I guess, usually what you can use to determine how deep to plant the seed is you take the size of the seed, and then you imagine two of them, and you plant it, like, double the amount of how big the seed is, and that's how deep to plant it. And then there's some seeds that you need to scarify. So scarifying means that you need to scratch them. So some people do this on sandpaper to, like, make the seeds, make the outer shell of the seed exposed. Like, for example, hibiscus seeds, you need to scarify them on sandpaper or else they don't germinate. So some seeds need to be scarified in order to germinate, which means you just, like, rub them across sandpaper. But you just need to look into what you're planting. Most plants don't need that. It's only, like, specific plants like hibiscus, which not many people are planting from seed, that need to be scarified. And then, like, some plants need heating pads for better germination. Like, there's literally specific heating pads for plants that you put under the seed tray where you're growing, and, like, you put this little pad in it, like, heats up the seeds. Like, pepper seeds need that, but, I mean, it's not like you don't really need it, but it's best if you do have it, because they will germinate a lot better. You'll have more growth from them. They'll grow faster and stuff like that. And then let's say, like, you have all these plants planted into the soil. You have, you know, planted all your seeds. Make sure you keep a record of what you have planted in a notebook, and make sure you have little tabs on each of the seed trays so you know what's where. And let's say, like, they're already getting pretty big and it's getting warm outside and you want to get them outside into the soil. You can't do that right away because they will shock. They will shock from the difference in weather, because the habitat inside of our house and then the habitat outside are different. So what you need to do is kind of, let's say the first day, it's Monday, this is the first time they've ever been outside. You put them outside, just put them in a sunny spot for a couple hours, right? Your seed trays, just put them outside for a couple hours with the plants, and then bring them back inside. And then leave them overnight. The next day, put them outside again for a few more hours, and then bring them outside for the night. And then after that, the next day, put them outside for even more hours until they're outside there for a long time and they can, you know, survive overnight. And then you could plant them in the soil, because if you don't, they will kind of stunt their growth. And by the time they get used to the weather, it's already been a week and they haven't grown in a week. And they either die or they start growing again, but you've lost a whole week of growth. So you have to kind of get them accumulated to the weather, which is called hardening them off. And again, keep a notebook of what you've planted, and also, like, keep note of what you need to get for next year. So maybe, like, you forgot to plant something and you're like, oh, I need to remember that this is what I need to plant next year. Or let's say you ran out of seeds. What I do is I keep the empty seed packets and I keep them in a separate pile in my gardening seed box, so that I know that these are my empty ones, this is what I need to get for next year. And then I throw them out after I buy new ones. Another thing that I recommend is to try to, like, partner up with gardeners near you and trade plant starts or trade seeds. And also, it's just good to partner up with the gardeners in your area for inspiration or for answering questions and recommending things to each other. You could use Facebook groups or just, I don't know, community. Look into, like, your community. Maybe there is already a gardening group. It's really fun, actually. My mom follows the gardening group in my area, and it's always fun to see what other people are growing here in our area, and I don't know, it's fun to see what other people recommend. I'd also say when you're starting seeds, it's better to have too much rather than not enough, because if you have too much, you could always share it with other people. I mean, if push comes to shove, you can compost them, but if you don't have enough, you don't know if Home Depot is going to have purple carrots. They're probably not going to have seeds for that. So it's better to have too much than not enough, in my opinion. I also recommend to get some gardening books. So I have two. I have one by Monty Don. It's called The Complete Gardener, which is a really awesome book. I really love it. And then another one is called How to Grow More Vegetables. And I don't remember who that's by, but I will share those the links to those two books in the description so you guys can go back and find them if you want to. And then in terms of planting, you can plant in the ground if you have good cultivated soil. You can plant in raised beds. And then a method that I have learned recently is planting into hay bales. So that's what I'm going to do this year. I'm going to try to plant into hay bales. So what you do is you just put down a hay bale. You cut a little seam down the middle of it so that it makes a little canal, where you could just put a little bit of soil and you put your plants in there and they grow and their roots spread into the hay bale and you get beautiful plants apparently. I haven't tried it yet, but I'm gonna try it because it seems really cool. And then they compost. You could throw them in the compost at the end of the season and start again next year with some new hay bales. And it's a lot cheaper than, you know, filling a whole raised bed full of soil because that is really expensive. And they're a lot easier to move around. A hay bale is easier, obviously, to move around than a whole raised bed. So yeah, that's some seed starting inspiration and some things that I recommend. I hope you guys enjoyed this week's episode, and I hope you come back next week for some more fun stuff. I don't know what we're gonna talk about yet next week, but I hope you guys stay tuned, and I hope you have a good week. Thanks for listening. Bye, guys.